This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
We're live from Prince George's Stadium. The Chesapeake Bay Sox, set to take on Akron tonight. First pitch at 6:35. You're going to want to come out, and they got some great promotions happening this weekend that we'll let you know about. But we have a really good Bay Sox player in front of us right now in Creed Willems. And Creed, before we get off to your start this year in AA, I wanted to ask you about your time during the Arizona Fall League, because you had a standout season there. How much do you think that served as a bit of a springboard for you?
Yeah, I think it was big. Just going out there and, you know, you're playing talent from all over baseball. It was big. You got to face guys who have, you know, made their debuts or, you know, are on the verge of making their debuts and have made it this year, whatever it may be. And just getting to see, like, you know, what these guys have and getting to experience it outside of just the teams you would play in your league was real big for me. And just being able to expose myself to some, you know, some different pitchers and some new faces. And I think it was a big aspect, and it was a lot of fun. So
you're someone who's always had raw natural power. You know, you could hit a fastball. How have you evolved, I guess, hitting different shapes? And as you've moved up into the higher minors now, the caliber of pitching that you're facing, what kind of adjustments have you had to make, and how do you feel like you've evolved in the batter's box?
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes from our plan setting and spring training, and with our coordinators and coaching staff. It's real big. Like coming in, that was one thing I knew I really needed to work on. So, you know, get in there, whether they're throwing BP with their arm or, you know, whether they're feeding machine, just try to work on shapes that I needed to work on, and being able to pick up like where I needed to start for me to be able to, you know, really get a good pitch to hit. And still a lot of work to be done there, but it's, you know, month by month, just feeling better with it. And year by year, I felt like just completely more confident with it, and just overall a little bit better at picking it up for the most part.
We're speaking to Creed Willems, Chesapeake Bay Sox catcher. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Creed, well, how about the defensive side of it? Where have you seen your game grow behind the dish?
Yeah, I think a big one is my receiving. Whenever I came into pro ball, I was in a completely different stance, and that was kind of the first thing that we changed was my setup. And felt like I always caught fastballs real well, just kind of like hitting. Like I was good with those, but I struggled with you know, right-handed sliders and stuff like that. Like my weak side was always my throwing arm side. Like I felt like I had a good move on my glove side, but just getting into a better position to catch those pitches that are, you know, on the outer half and make them look a little bit better and be more consistent and feel more confident and comfortable back there.
There's a lot of catching talent in this organization, and even when guys like Adley and Sam Basayo were here, they were playing some first base as well. So that's obviously a part of your toolkit. How does that toggling work, though? And like, do you have a preference? Like, would you rather kind of know, hey, I'm going to catch for 2 or 3 days in a row, so I'm sort of in catcher's mode? Or does it not make a difference if it's one, if you're just sort of literally catch one day, first the next, catch one day, first the next?
Yeah, I think it doesn't really matter. As long as, you know, I'm in the lineup, I enjoy it. And I think our manager does a really good job of that, letting us know prior to the week starting of what days we're going to be catching, what days we're going to be playing first base, and stuff like that. So you have an idea as the week starts, you know, when you're going to be, you know, catching first base, DH, or whatever it may be. You know, having that, like, you know, predetermined was big, and, you know, really grateful that we have that ability to, you know before the week starts. But at the end of the day, like, you're kind of ready for whatever.
Well, and some of those guys, especially like an Adley, right? Like, we knew he was going to catch. The first base thing was just to sort of spell him. And you know that Adley's here, and he's probably going to be here for a while. So how much pride have you taken in the first base aspect of this and just improving your footwork and everything over there?
Yeah, it's been big. Coming into pro ball, I'd play a little bit of first base in summer ball, you know, in the longer tournaments and stuff like that. But I didn't really start playing until the back half of my first year. Like, really getting my feet wet over there. And so it was big, you know, just working on it and in the off season, you know, trying to make it as much of a priority as anything else. So, you know, whether that's getting my dad to hit me some fungo or, you know, getting him to feed the machine, just to work on my hands over there and kind of get a feel for it. And then as we go into spring training, I'll be doing catching work and first base work. And then kind of the same here, pretty much whether I'm if I'm playing first base, I'll still do my catching work earlier in the day, and then I'll get on the field for my defense a little bit later, and kind of vice versa, and just try to do something that allows me to get, you know, both of those things in.
We're speaking to Creed Willems, Chesapeake Bay Sox catcher. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Creed, Jason touched on it a little bit, but your power numbers are up. You already got 10 doubles. You had 21 doubles all of last year, slugging percentage over 500. What's kind of led to this power surge?
Yeah, I think just trying to carry over from last year, and then just reminding myself that, you know, homers are great, but they're not the most important thing. Like, I think we talk about it as an org, you know, the run value of certain situations are different. And, you know, yeah, it might be the run value of a home run with nobody on is greater than anything. But, you know, with guys on, the run value of, you know, a double or a single might end up being pretty close to a home run. But it's just one of those things, like, trying to find a way to, you know, get runs in or, you know, get on base and give the guy behind me a chance. And so for me, it's just, you know, all about putting a good swing on the ball and, you know, trying to hit it hard at a good angle and go from there.
We've all who watched this system have gotten a little skewed because there's been some freak show guys drafted in the top five who have moved like crazy. And that's not the norm, but that sort of became the norm here. Do you have to remind yourself sometimes, like, how young you are for this level? You know what I mean? Because even though you spent some time here last year, like, what, you're about to turn 22 in a couple weeks?
Yes,
like,
sir.
It's pretty young to be playing every day in the Eastern League.
Yeah, I think it's big. You know, I think a lot of guys have asked me, or, you know, whenever they find out I'm 21, they're a little bit shocked. But it's different because a lot of these guys that are, you know, power surging through, they're great ball players, and they, you know, went to college, and they had, you know, that college experience that kind of gave them that ability, I think, to give them there. And I'm just grateful. I think that as a baseball player, I've developed more in professional baseball than I would have been able to in college. And I think that was a big thing coming in for me. It was like, whenever I had the opportunity, you know, I knew that I think I would have had a better shot going straight to pro ball than going to college. And I'm grateful every day for my decision I made. And granted, first year there was times that I was like, you know, maybe I should have went to college, but, you know, just pushing through. And I think that's kind of set me up, because it shows that, you know, no matter where you are, like, you're going to have struggles. And I think, you know, could have been the same thing in college, but in college I wouldn't have been ran out there in the lineup every single day like I was in pro ball. And I think that set me up, because it forced me to battle through that adversity.
Creed, you were able to get your feet wet in double A at the end of last year. How much comfortability did that give you, already having a little bit of experience heading into this season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
At the AA level.
Yeah, I think it was big. Because there's times that, you know, you get promoted from spring training and, you know, you're maybe a little bit unsure of what that level's going to hold. So for me, being able to come up last year, and at the point last year, I was really confident, really comfortable in the box whenever I got promoted. So it kind of carried over. And I think that was big because I was able to expose myself a little bit to the level. And then, you know, the fall league added on to that. And then coming into this year, you know, it was like, all right, well, we've been there already. So, let's just keep going, keep grinding it out.
Who are some of your favorite teammates to catch? Whose stuff do you feel like has maybe made a jump from opportunities you've had to catch them in the past at different levels or whatever?
Yeah, I think, we got a lot of guys that I've been around for a long time. I think Levi Wells is a big one. Mm-hmm. He's got electric stuff, and, you know, I think he's come a long way since last year. And another one is some of the guys that I was drafted with in 2021, like Daniel Lloyd, you know, getting moved to the bullpen, but, you know, still has that stuff, has added stuff to his arsenal. And, you know, just seeing all these guys that I've been around with for so long, you know, adding new pitches or, you know, seeing where they've developed is a special, special thing.
He's Chesapeake Bay Sox Creed Willems, catcher. Come see him tonight and the rest of the Chesapeake Bay Sox. 6:35 first pitch against Akron. They are home through Sunday. A lot of really cool promotions that we'll be telling you about between now and 6. Creed, thanks so much for taking the time, man.
Of course,
appreciate
thank you for having me.
Well, coming up next, Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. We had Jim Bowden on the show a couple of days ago. He had some strong things to say about the Orioles and positional flexibility and maybe some lack of continuity in the lineup. We'll get Tony Gwynn Jr.'s thoughts on that next on Inside Access.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.